This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
700305 with promo code GCN.
Chasing with a gun, he put on his car, and I just got that gun and threw on his window like an arrow and blast his window, and he thought I'll probably shot him or something, and the guns come back and just he drive off.
Yeah, you gotta love that. Somebody brave tries to stop the shooter, realizing he's going after him, could be taken down. And what has happened in New Zealand, 50 people in all killed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Very somber conversations the last couple of days after what happened in New Zealand late on Friday into Saturday, depending on where you were. But Brenton Tarrant, his decision to open fire, shoot it from a camera on his head as well, to add insult to injury, murdering, slaughtering people in the middle of a service at two separate mosques in a very peaceful, calm place of Christchurch in New Zealand, has just really horrified anybody who's heard anything at all about it, which there is no stone unturned. I think pretty much we all know what has come out of the evil that has eked out of New Zealand, and at this point, the New Zealand gunman fired his lawyer, says he's going to represent himself. There's all kinds of massive speculation that this is because he's going to spew venom about being a white supremacist with extreme views. So while New Zealand is starting to mourn the victims and bury them, there is also this discussion about a total ban on semi-automatic weapons. You have the youngest victim who actually ran. To add something more horrible on top of this, the youngest victim who actually ran toward the gunman, very sad story about a three-year-old, just doe-eyed, innocent, and rushed. You know, they rushed him to an ambulance, but there was just nothing they could do for him. And he's 3 years old, and boy, oh boy, his family fled Somalia to get away from fighting, and here this happens in New Zealand at Christchurch, and he is in the middle of it. And I think the looks you see on the people, the tears, the heads bowed, the arms around each other is just all too bloody familiar. Let's be honest about it. And something needs to be done, period. And I think when people, and they're having these discussions in any kind of place of worship, the discussion is, what do we have to do to protect the sanctuary of our sanctuaries? In any kind of house of worship, and everybody's struggling with this because you want to have that open place. We embrace people, that whole thing. But how can you do that when you are sitting ducks, frankly, sitting in pews or kneeling on the floor, whatever it is that's happening, and just this awful, evil, horrific, unforeseen massacre that has happened is going to be talked about for a long time, and they are digging graves as that massacre toll is rising too. Hopefully no more to add to that bunch, but who knows at the end. And there is also a movement, by the way, to avoid naming the shooters, and I get that, because why add anything more to the publicity they get, especially when so many of them in the end say that's part of it, you know, that they wanted to have a light shined on what they were doing. And this guy had a 74-page manifesto that he sent to the Prime Minister in New Zealand and so many others. But, of course, it didn't arrive until 10 minutes before he unloaded all those guns into all those innocent people. So, so many questions, not any great answers, obviously, in the middle of this, and more pouring out of there as to speculation as to could have anything been done, that kind of thing. And the answer is, I don't think so, because nobody around him thought anything. They didn't know anything. They had no clue. No clue that this was happening. In the meantime, something else has happened here in the country, and I've got to go to this because I know we have so many people in these areas listening to the show, and I used to live in Nebraska, so I completely know this area that they're talking about, but large parts of Nebraska and the Central Plains underwater over the weekend because of that bomb cyclone, that storm that triggered so much damage, so many horrible things that happened with the high winds, the tornadoes, the snow, all of that. And this was the other part of it. Houses torn apart, roadways just completely swallowed up in west central Iowa, terrible along the Missouri River. Nebraska, like I mentioned, Nebraska had two flood-related fatalities even. One person died at a house after not evacuating, and how the house collapsed and all of that, that was one thing. And then the familiar trapped in a car and trying to get out of the way and not being able to do that. So the Missouri River just cresting more than 47 feet, et cetera, and it's expected to get worse in Omaha, same thing. 70 miles south even of Omaha, that's where it's really bad. But the flooding is part of what we just saw, that winter hurricane, because of the barometric pressure dropping so far down in 24 hours. So the storms that blew in, this is what they got. You know, it goes through and you think, okay, so that's it's moved through. But no. Well, what about some of these other states? And that's exactly what's happened. So we've got hashtags all over the place. Nebraska flood. Nebraska strong as a result of that. And I understand. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska. I went from end to end of that state. Fabulous farmers, fabulous people, and all there in the Midwest. And some of that open plain area just completely annihilated by walls and walls of water. But the problem is, of course, the homes on it, and then not anticipating the deluge that's coming down, just absolutely incredible, the volume of that water. Horrific, horrific, horrific. And then part of what happened over the weekend and what I call the Sunday swirl, the talking heads on the tube, had to be over the president's tweets. And the president tweeted and lit up a few people. And one of the things that that he did do is he went after John McCain in a couple of tweets. And boy, oh boy, his daughter shot back immediately and, you know, went back after the president after that. So He slammed McCain for a few things. He slammed McCain Saturday for his vote against a full repeal of the Affordable Care Act on the Senate floor in July of 2017. And then he continued. He said he had far worse stains than this, including thumbs down on repeal and replace after years of campaigning to repeal and replace. So Meghan McCain responded, and she said, "No one will ever love you the way they love my father. I wish I had been given more Saturdays with him. Maybe spend yours with your family instead of on Twitter obsessing over mine." Whoa. Schwing. Stay with us.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Dinovite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the
call this segment Odds and Ends. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, and we're kicking off another week here on the show with me, Kate Delaney. We're celebrating over 10 years, and thanks for all your support. Truly appreciate that. One of the things that's coming up in the next couple of weeks, I am thrilled to announce on April 1st, I'm going to Ireland, so I'll be bringing back all those wild stories from Ireland. I say wild stories. I'm going to be traveling around Ireland and interviewing some of the country's most fascinating people, right? They want to fill your heart with Ireland. And that sounds good to me because I just rolled through St. Patrick's Day. So going to the ancient East and going to those little towns and rivers and all of that, the castles with the battlefields and battles and going up the wild Atlantic Way and kind of snakes up the west coast of Ireland. From the south to the northernmost tip in Northern Ireland. So to get ready for that, of course, I am pounding myself with Tahibo Tea. And you've heard me talk about this. My pal, Milan Vukovic, who was on the show and he talked about his dad and all that stuff. And, gosh, it could have been a heartbreaking story, but it's a miraculous story. But anyway, just the idea of having to take that 8-hour flight and then what that's like and how you get, you know, whipped on those long journeys and how you get that, how easy it is to get sick. And even if I'm normally not, I'm fending it off. And so I'm very excited about that to try to kind of preserve that voice, if you know what I mean. And all of us have that problem. It's not just me. I think it's everyone. So speaking of problems, one of the craziest things, of course, that happened before what happened in New Zealand, which just totally rips your heart out. There's just nobody. You got to have to be human. You got to feel something over what happened with the 50 people being killed. And then you got to look around. If you're a religious person of any sort, whatever the religion is, and you go someplace on Sunday and worship, can you imagine And we've seen it here in the United States. Can you imagine what that would be like? I would just have to think that there, and I already know this happens, there are some churches where they have people planted with legally, they know they've got a gun, concealed and carry, the whole thing, and they're ready to roll. Something happens. But how sad that we've come to a point in our world where that has to be what the norm may be for all kinds of places. So we move from that in part of Odds and Ends to the other story that so many were talking about, is these rich kids getting into college and how college admissions have gotten so jimmy-rigged, desperate parents using their privilege to really trip up the game and rip off maybe other kids who are crushing it, don't have any economic advantage, but they're smart enough and they're trying desperately to get in. So, look, it should be based on merit, right? It should be weighted towards students with the best grades and the test scores and the whatever. However, I think this has happened for a long time. Is this anything new? We'd have to be fools to think it's not something that's happened. You know, how much of an edge do you give, and I talked about this last week, to someone who's a legacy person, where their parents went there, and the answer is they get some. But having all these people take tests and what was happening with some of the coaching, etc., but, oh, my gosh, the fact that you may have elite universities where you've got spots taken up by students benefiting by some kind of preference and preference of privilege or, you know, with where you've got these college-bound students with no resources or fewer resources, they have no advantage. This is disappointing. So, you know, you revere these, or maybe you don't even revere them, but you just say, you know, that guy went to Harvard, or that person went to Princeton, or that person went here, or that person went there. And then if you were an alum from one of those schools, and you didn't have those advantages, that would have to be disappointing, too, to find that out as well. They say about 1 in 4 of the wealthiest students go to a top-ranked college, while less than 1% of kids from the bottom fifth of American families attend one. Wow. Anyway, what's going to happen to all those people that paid all this money and this guy, Rick Singer, who set all this up, who was the founder of this EDGE College and Career Network? They're going down, but how much time or whatever they have to do, restitution, that remains to be seen. Because some of them, maybe they'd make it an example of the mom, I'm not sure, but parents paying $200,000 to $6.5 million to this Rick Singer, who ran this college prep business out of Newport Beach, California. You know, this is the other thing I wonder. Isn't there like a point where you think your luck could run out? So you're doing this for years and years and years, and more people are starting to know you. And now all of a sudden, you know, you've got to figure somebody is going to start to wonder. Somebody's going to complain. Something could happen. I'm thinking that, you know, how much money is enough money? Wouldn't this Rick Singer guy have stopped? And I guess he thought, no, his scam was the side door to college admissions. So why not? Just do it. Go in the side door. That's what we do. I mean, other people are doing it. You just go in the side door. But not so fast. So they've nabbed them. And this was what everybody was talking about, because they're so shocked by that. Or I shouldn't say shocked. They were shocked that they got away with it for this long and that nobody else had gotten caught in this. All it takes is one. Somebody needs to save their skin, and they squeal, and then everybody else goes down. And that's exactly what happened. I got to save myself, so I'm going to wear wire. I'm going to go in there, and this whole thing is going to be busted up. That is exactly what happened. And I don't know if you noticed this, but speaking of rich people and dreams, everywhere I went the last couple of days, I kept seeing, oh, Powerball jackpot, soaring. And I guess nobody won the Powerball jackpot, so it's up to $550 million. Plenty of money to bribe somebody to get your child into college. $550 million. Because nobody won it all on Saturday night. There were million-dollar tickets, though, sold in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and North Dakota. That's got to be a great feeling. You start to look at the numbers, you realize, oh, $2 million. And the North Dakota ticket, I guess, $2 million, because they had the power play option. I don't know all this stuff, but they had the power play option, so they get extra. They got extra cash. Sweet. I mean, imagine even, I'm just thinking, 50 grand. There were 44 tickets where they had four white balls, right? So they had four in a row. That's what they call them. Boom, boom, boom. And they win 50 grand. They take out whatever the taxes are. That's not a bad deal to win 50. Take out some of the money, pay the tax man. That's pretty sweet. Could go on to pay off some things, go on a nice vacation, not pay for probably your son or daughter's college bribe, but enough that you can have fun, right? Of course. Yes, absolutely. All right, on another note with odds and ends, you know, this is going to be an interesting week. It's going to be an interesting week on the Hill. It's going to be an interesting week to see what happens with this Boeing 737 MAX jet and the serious trouble right after takeoff they're seeing with the plane that went down in Indonesia and then the one that went down in Ethiopia last week. They see the similarities, and boy, when you see the graphics of the plane, just the nose diving and shooting up, it really makes you think, thank goodness I wasn't on one of those planes where that happened, because we have a ton of them in the U.S. across carriers where it's Southwest and American, the two that I'm usually on if I'm traveling with the show and for a speech or whatever. And I don't think I haven't been on any of the 737 MAX 8 jets. But I guarantee with the amount of the places I was going coming up, I could have been on one of them. And I think, wow, I look at that and I look at that safety concern. And I am so happy that the president grounded those flights, because you see that crash and you look at it and you're like, ooh, boy. You look at the model of that crash, there is nothing. There is nothing left of that, and they're talking about the similarities, and who knows where they go from there, because there's no more that they're going to deliver, and they've halted all of what they're doing on that to figure this out and work on the safety problem. Imagine you can't control the plane just shortly after you take off, and you can't get back to the airport, and then you nosedive before you make it back. Wow. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fund set up for the families of the 50 people killed and the scores of people injured by the attacks on two mosques in New Zealand has already raised $3 million. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the suspect, who remains behind bars, alerted authorities right before he went on a shooting rampage.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
A national period of mourning now begins in New Zealand. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, really thrilled to be here with someone who knows people and knows culture. I'm going to say that just having met her and had this like amazing conversation with her. Her name is Anne Rhodes. People Inc. is the company she is the president of. But think of flying and think of Southwest Airlines, Herb Kelleher, who blew my mind when I met him. I was like, I wanted to work with this man. Forget television. I don't need to be in radio and TV. And then, of course, one of the founders of JetBlue. And if you look at the back of her card, so you're all there in radio and this is theater of the mind, you would see Built on Values. Oh, that is killer, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, what a great title for a book, Creating an Enviable Culture. Gee, does that remind you of any companies like Southwest Airlines and
yes.
JetBlue? Creating an Enviable Culture. Culture that outperforms the competition. We're at the Great Game of Business annual gathering of games conference in Dallas. Anne Rhodes is one of the speakers, and I should be more specific, the keynote speakers. That's an important distinction. Anne, thanks so much for joining us here. Thanks for joining us here at the conference. And first of all, welcome, and tell us about the book, and then go back in history to tell us how Southwest and JetBlue and other experiences you've had have helped you create the book and the movement that you're part of.
Well, thank you, and it's great to be here. And it's great to be part of the Great Game of Business Conference because I totally love what Jack Stack started in terms of a movement in the early 1990s, late 80s. And actually, I brought Jack to Southwest, and that's when we started incorporating a lot of what the Great Game of Business has as a premise. In other words, transparency and all the types of things that make for great organizations and, at the end of the day, great performance.
Yes.
But my history is with Southwest. I ran the people department because Herb and I couldn't stand inhuman resources and we couldn't spell personnel. So we called it people. We were one of the first.
Which is probably a much more accurate term anyway, right?
Since it's so simple.
People, right?
And so you really, there was really a movement with Southwest because the commercials, the way the flight attendants dress, the attitude, I mean, you really paved the way. Still today, that's what people talk about with Southwest, and then that carried over to JetBlue, so you can see that. What was it like turning that into a culture, though, when they didn't have that before?
Well, actually, I got there after it started. So Herb had been there for a number of years. And once he came, the great new culture was defined, which was much more employee-centric and customer-centric, but employee-centric in particular. When I came, he asked me to put in a new hiring model because they were growing so fast. And I came out of banking, believe it or not, met him because he was on the board of the bank I was on, and he said, honey, you got to come work for a real company. It was really funny, so I came to work for Southwest.
Talk about a culture shift, though, from banking to... Not just... I mean, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a change from banking to airline, but from banking to Southwest. I mean,
oh,
it could not be more different.
It was a shock. Yeah. It took about 3 minutes for me to fall in love with it, though. It was great.
So you actually told us a story about Southwest and the impact of the ideas of great business that impacted it down to the peanut.
Right.
And just tell us that so people really understand how fundamentally powerful this can be.
So after Jack came and talked to us about how, now you have to know Southwest already had profit sharing. So we had some things in place that Jack promotes and I totally believe is part of why they get the performance they have. But they have to get people engaged. So to get them engaged, telling them more about the numbers, even though we were a public company, was critical. So we started talking to our people about the numbers that they can relate to. So how much a bag of peanuts costs, 6 cents, and how much literally a day of health care costs. And we related it to six packs of beer because it was Southwest. So we started translating so that people would look at their health care bills and make sure that they were accurate. We started doing things to get them engaged in controlling costs. It was incredible. 1 year we saved almost 15% on some of the hospital costs because they had a lot of bills that actually had things that were not accurate in terms of what they had received. So we actually got them more engaged in the numbers. And then I went into DoubleTree Hotels and we started telling them what every piece of equipment cost. You would not believe the response. It was incredible.
I bet. So now, having done that, lived through it, really excelled at it, when you look at business today, what do you see as the weak spots and what can be improved?
I think leaders sometimes are hesitant to tell employees, for instance, when they're not doing as well, when in fact I think they need to know. And employees should know exactly what's going on financially because that's how you get them engaged. Today's environment, millennials, they want to participate. One of the main things about them is they want to have impact and they want to participate immediately.
Well, I think they also want transparency.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
And so at JetBlue, the first day you come to work, you spend the entire day learning how we calculate the numbers, the entire day, and guess who tells you? The CFO. Guess who spends the other half of the day telling you the values and the behaviors that are acceptable at that organization? And that's how we create this culture of behaviors around the values that is critically important for our success. They told us we would never survive. They told us that JetBlue at the time, 3.2% unemployment in New York. This is 19 years ago. And that we also would never get the customers in New York to love us. We've got millions of loyal customers.
I think you proved them wrong.
Yeah, we're
talking with Ann Rhodes. She's one of the keynote speakers here at the Great Game of Business Annual Gathering of Games Conference in Dallas. Her book is Built on Values, forward by Stephen Covey. That's not bad. You got to write something pretty powerful to get Mr. Covey to write a forward. The subtitle of the book is Creating an Enviable Culture Like Southwest and JetBlue That Outperforms the Competition. You also have a company called People Inc. It's at peopleinc.com. Tell us about that.
So in 1999, I decided that we should create a company that would play forward all of these things that we've learned in working for great cultures. And so the first thing we did was we were asked by David Neilman to come, and I was asked to be one of the founding executives of JetBlue and put the model into place in a place like New York and an airline. So we took the company to New York and we went inside the company and built JetBlue and formed what today is the culture. At Southwest, I came after the culture was started, but I got to impact it. But here we got to create it. And so People Inc. went and created, the team went to New York and created a very unique culture. With all the learnings from Southwest and then some things we had read about Jack Stack's book, all the things that had influenced what I believe is creating a great values-based organization. So today we do it for various companies in all industries. We have a huge healthcare practice. But we literally talk to people about building a culture around values, behaviors that impacts performance. Just like Jack, I believe the culture, good cultures, impact performance. Of course, culture can impact it either way, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's right. There was no value to that. That's you better right. be important. You add right. the positive or the negative.
Yeah, absolutely. And you definitely are a pioneer, especially from the female perspective. So I've done a lot of research on this and women on pay boards. It's still very lacking. Women in leadership, and there's some great potentials that could get there. What do you think it is? And I think there's companies want to embrace that more. Mm-hmm. So how do we bridge that gap?
So I believe women attract women. So, for instance, I'm on the Regis organization. It's a hair salon. We own hair salons all over the world. We have 40-plus thousand employees. We have 52 brands. And I got on the board after I finally resigned from Southwest JetBlue's board. After 15 years, I decided they needed new blood. But anyhow, I serve on Regis's board. I served on Restoration Hardware, P.F. Chang's. I've been on four public boards and 20 private boards.
You are 45% of all the women serving on board.
Well, what's so funny is I bring women on the board.
Yes.
So when I was on the JetBlue board, we actually brought two more women on the board. Three women out of nine directors.
Yeah. Wow.
We won awards for
it's,
it. But
it's not enough, but,
no,
but at
it's
the time
enough.
it was
it's
a breakthrough.
Not enough. However, I don't think for the sake of having a woman we should put them on the boards mm-hmm. either. I think what boards should be is composed of talent that hits all the areas that are impactful in an organization. So, for instance, at Regis, we needed someone who was a techie, who really understood technology and social media. And we brought Virginia Angambao, who is from my board at JetBlue. We got her into JetBlue, and now I brought her to Regis. I do think when women are on boards, they tend to have that set of people that they know would be great on the board that have
yes.
the talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like doing anything for the sake of having a woman or having a diverse board.
It's not about tokenism.
It's not
yeah.
about tokenism right. because that doesn't work.
Yes.
And in fact, it really sets them up to fail. So
oh, yeah.
I totally do not believe in that.
I want to go back to something you said earlier about Jack Stack, Great Game, and millennials. You know, I look at what Jack has created and I think, in a way, he was just 35 years before his time, mm-hmm. right? Because what he created is so perfect for what we hear are the characteristics of the millennial generation. And isn't it uncanny that it's been here all along?
Right.
And this is really a generation that can embrace it. Can you kind of look back and see an evolution of us as a workforce that makes what millennials want today make sense, given where we've been and how we got here?
Oh, I have always thought that what they want is what every employee has wanted for forever. They're just more vociferous about it.
They have the courage to ask for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think we've always wanted to have impact. We've always wanted to be part of building a great culture within an organization. I think we give credit to millennials when, in fact, I think they are like many generations of workers. We mm-hmm. wanted to participate in the company. We want to know what's going on. We want truthful dialogue, transparency. I don't think that's new. I think it's new that we're talking about mm-hmm. it finally because the millennials are talking about it mm-hmm. a lot.
Oh,
and frankly, they can move. The other thing is it's an environment where they don't think they have to stay somewhere yes. 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Right.
They
10,
are going to walk.
Months.
We have to keep them engaged
yes.
if we want to keep good players.
Yep, perfect place to end this. Ann Rhodes, we could talk all day long. President of People, Inc., built on values. The foreword of the book by Stephen Covey. Amazing. The late, great Stephen
Get
Covey.
The book.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic book.
Appreciate it.
Time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So, David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of the farms have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Bears are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost, because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified design address, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers. And it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people. And there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet. And so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's really a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it. But it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell? I mean, this is good. So advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears. What do you advise that they do? Just make sure that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses.
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things. If something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a, you know, a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down
And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry, so that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic, so the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying, then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there are some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of, this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, and how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.